We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting today with Riley County Commissioner Greg McKinley. As we rotate each month, we hear from a different commissioner. Last month was John Ford. Next month, it'll be Catherine Foki. So got a good rotation going on here each month. We mentioned there's other things going on here. I guess we talk about the sales tax question here that's going to be on the November ballot. This is kind of an interesting thing. You want to kind of explain kind of for our listeners who maybe aren't aware?
Okay. The county first instituted the half-cent sales tax back in, I think first election was in 2002. It was a 10-year program, and the county's portion of those funds were designated to improve roads and bridges in the county. It was renewed in 2012. And that, again, it's a 10-year one that expires in 22. The way it was set up, the way it was funded, we had to share the money with the cities. Like Manhattan got 60% of that money, and the county got 20%, and the small towns each got a little bit. This time we're doing it. It's going to be just for roads and bridges. It's only a 5-year program. The state has different rules on what taxes can be done and the extent. So it's going to be 5-year, but this one is just going to be for the county, although we will share with the small towns what we were before. And it's instead of 0.5, it's going to be 0.2. So we're lowering it to do that. The bridges, roads and bridges, you know, some of those old bridges in the county, I mean, they're over 100 years old. They weren't, the equipment that was going across them 100 years ago was like the size of a car now. Some of those tractors and the trucks and everything go over them. The bridges are too narrow. Their load limits are low. That we've been working on replacing them. And I couldn't find what it was in 2002, but in 2012, the thing was they said 20% of the bridges and culverts were deficient, and now we're down to 13%. So, you know, it's working. It's getting down. And it isn't all just replacing. It's also upkeep on some of the roads around. And they've got a list. The Public Works has made a list of which ones will be going out this year. We'll have some presentations available to people to show what they're going to be doing. Some of the roads and some of the projects, they're all in the county, but some of them are adjacent to Manhattan. Some of the ones in the last go round, the Marlatt improvement and Denison improvement areas, they were both funded through the county's share on those. So, like I say, it's all in the county, but a lot of the projects, and I can't find the number. There's a certain percent of them that are going to be within the out of the 10 million total, about 5 million are in the area more closely around Manhattan.
Okay.
For the next phase of it.
And what about, you're from the Riley area. There's some maybe road improvements that might need to be done in that area as well.
Yeah. One of them that's on the list for, I think it's for next year. It's funded under this program. There's one right on the west edge of Riley, on Kansas Avenue. It's a county road. I can't remember what the county road. It's they have numbers, but the county road going west out of Manhattan. It was the old highway at one time. That there's a bridge right outside of town that's too narrow and needing replaced. So there is some there too.
Is there any way to? I don't know if this would be included in that, but when you're coming east out of Riley, getting onto the highway, it's kind of dangerous curve
that
there.
That intersection there, kind of the fork there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There isn't anything in that right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is kind of an odd intersection there.
It's kind of tough to navigate, yeah. And I don't know if that's something that the state would have to be involved with since it's adjacent to a state highway. So.
Yeah, that'd probably have to go through the state to see what they'd want to do. Because it was when the old highway – in the 60s, when they moved the highway north, that's where the jog was to get it out, run around. Instead of going through town, it jogged it to the north edge of town. It was part of all the expansion of the fort, getting all the highways out away from the area when the fort expanded a bunch in the 60s.
Okay, gotcha. Well, so this sales tax, everything's kind of ready to go. Do you have the language written for the ballot yet?
They're still working on it. Okay. I haven't gotten it yet. Again, that's another Clancy project.
I see. So that's, I think, if memory serves me right, that has to be turned in by early September to get on the ballot.
Yeah, right.
Which I don't see that being a holdup at all.
No, he said it's mostly done. You know, he's just getting the final. I mean, part of it was we went back and forth. Again, there's state rules on how things are. And at one time we thought it had to be, one rule says it has to be in 0.25 increments, which we were just trying to get what we had before, and we wanted to go at 0.2, and it, we talked back and forth with the state, and they agreed on this type of one, it can be something other than that, so it was 0.2. So that was part of the reason he hadn't written it up, just to see what we ended up with. We just found that out a week or two ago, that they would allow us to go to just 0.2.
So the 0.2 then, how much will that generate then for this, for these projects?
About 1.8 million.
1.8, okay.
Every year. For five years, which is that's what we've been getting from the others before. Trying to find the numbers, the number of actual bridges in the county. Maybe I didn't copy that sheet.
Well, that's quite a few.
Oh, there's Raleigh County has 230 miles of roads, 135 bridges, 479 large culverts and 3,700 small culverts. And the county is responsible for everything on the county roads. Township roads, the county is also responsible for the bridges and large culverts. The small culverts are responsibility of the townships, but the county does the other part.
Hmm. And I cover, so Sam covers Riley County here for K-Man. I cover Pottawatomie County primarily for us here. One of the issues they've been struggling with over there is public works, just kind of having staffing issues. I don't know if that's been a problem here in Riley County or not, because a lot of places are struggling to hire right now.
Yeah, they haven't had trouble hiring anybody. I mean, we've kept them. We've had some vacancies, but most of the recent ones have been some people have moved from one division to another, and it opens up, you know. And somebody retires. We just had a ceremony for some guy retiring who, I can't remember his name. After 33 years with the county.
That's all right.
I feel bad now. I can't remember the guy's name. But.
Yeah, well, not Leon, was it?
No,
okay. Anyway, but as far as public works is concerned, do we have any? I know there's some projects going on in the county here right now. You mentioned Marlatt earlier. That's been kind of a work in progress here as of late. Is that project going on any?
On Marlatt?
Yeah, I think they're maybe resurfacing a little bit of
Marlatt. There's resurfacing projects going on several places in the county right now that they're supposed to be finished in the next week or two.
Okay. I'd wondered if that was going to be done probably before the school year got going.
Yeah, it should be, yes.
Okay. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back more with Greg McKinley here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.